If you're looking to enhance your leadership and work-life harmony, evolving you professionally and personally, this podcast is for you. Welcome to You Evolving Now with Andre Young. Hi, I'm Andre Young, and welcome to the You Evolving Now Thought of the Week. I hope you've had a great week and ready to evolve, because I have something powerful for you this week. And the title is called Mood Management. My quote is, I'm in control of my mood. My mood is not in control of me. Andre Young. Now, I love this because that whole saying is us deciding to be a leader of our own lives, in our own lives. And if we're in the position, you're in the position of leadership at your work. It's you being a leader also of the people around you. We are all going to have a mood. We are human beings. You are a human being. You are going to experience the happiness, the sadness, the dread of life from time to time, the frustration and the anger and all of the things that impact you from your relationship, whether it's significant relationships, maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your family, maybe it's the relationships at work. But I implore you to think about this. How do you feel when you see an employee come in dragging themselves into work, looking sullen, not saying hello to anyone, not making eye contact, and frustrated by their life? How do you feel when you get your kids after school or they come home and you ask them, hey, how are you? And what happened at school today? Oh, nothing happened today. Well, something happened today with their face dropped, head dropped, buried in their phones, giving you no time of day. The same way you feel is the same way our people feel about us and our leadership when we're dragging ourselves into work, when we're dragging ourselves into the relationship, when we're dragging ourselves into parenthood, being a leader. We don't get to do that. So we have two options here with our leadership and mood management. One, we can arrive sullen, disconnected, face down, dragging ourselves in, TGIFing on Monday like the rest of the masses. Therefore, creating a negative culture around us, whether at home or professionally. And what that does is it makes us inconsistent. When your mood manages you, people don't know what to get, because people are waiting to see what mood you're in. When you're happy, you're nice and fun to be around and can make eye contact and say hello to everybody. But when we're not in a good mood, and you're not in a good mood as a leader, people need to beware. They need to back off. Your inconsistency is not giving the gift of leadership. People want to know what they're getting. And it's better if what they're getting is great. And you have that decision to make daily. We have option two. We can arrive with a smile. Arrive with a smile about the life that we get to live at the job and relationship that we choose to be in. That's leadership. Because at the end of the day, you don't have to be anywhere. And the fact that we have chosen to be leaders where we are, we arrive with a smile, knowing our purpose. What is your purpose in coming to work today? What is your purpose with your leadership, professionally and personally? What is your vision, and who do you get? What do we get to impact throughout that purpose? See, I ask my son every now and then when he's getting out of the car, what are you looking forward to today, son? And I get the nothing. Well, you're going to get nothing out of today. It's a weak answer to expect nothing. You're going to get nothing. Maybe your day at school, you could be excited about maybe seeing your friends. That gym class, home ec class, learning something new. Basketball, football practice, whatever sports practice at the end, but it has to be something. So as a leader, I leave you with this question. How do you best manage your mood? When you're unhappy, unsatisfied, frustrated, angry with whether life stuff or work stuff, how do you get best back on track being the leader that your people need? The next part is, what purpose do you have at the job you've chosen to go to every day? at the relationship you've chosen to be in. Being a parent and having kids and maintaining being a great father, mother, step-parent. What is your vision? How do you manage your mood? And what is your purpose every day? Let that create your smile. Let that manage your mood and evolve into the leader that you can be and will be for your people. Guys, if you like this, you're going to love everything at youevolvingnow.com. It's Y-O-U, evolvingnow.com. And thank you for letting me be a value and impact in your professional and personal lives. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time and enjoy your evolution. I hope this episode resonated with you, allowing you to make a great impact with your leadership and work-life harmony in your work, in your relationships, and in your life. If you like this, you're going to love everything at youevolvingnow.com.